AI5VP. AEAELB. NAYJN Mobile. NA1J, this is KE8VLB. You're coming in pretty clear. I'm also on a, I'm on a handheld FT818 on 2.5 watts right now. Okay, well, I'm on a mobile, on low power. I'm coming into the 738 over here in Burton or Flint or whatever you call it. Yeah, I'm in, I'm Bancroft, so I'm quite a ways east of Flint right now. I was just testing out some repeaters. I don't actually know where this tower is located. I just have it programmed into my transceiver as Flint. But I'm probably almost 20 miles away.
Yeah, if you're in Bancroft, you mean you're west, right? Yeah. So, yeah, that's... You're probably coming into the 738. There's a bunch of them around there. You could probably get to the 728 over there by Lansing. There's a bunch of them all hooked together on this system. First name Jim here. I work in Flint. I'm on my way back to Columbiaville. I'm not quite sure if you know where that's at. You probably do if you're from Michigan.
Yeah, sorry. I did mean west. Yeah, I know where Columbiaville is at. That's awesome. I'm on the 147. What would this be? The 380. Yeah. First name Alex. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I haven't heard your call before. I don't get on the radio very much, but if I'm on the radio, it's usually on VHF or UHF around this area, so. Been licensed since the early 90s. From Lapeer, basically. Used to live, like, three blocks away from the Lapeer 662 machine for a long time. From this area, pretty much. Truck driver, just on my way home.
Cool. Yeah, I'm a younger ham. Like, I got licensed with a few of my buddies in college a few years ago, and I think 22 is when we got our licenses, but we never really talked much on the repeaters or to other people. We kind of just, we got cheap Chinese style things and talked to each other, mostly riding dirt bikes and stuff up north. And I recently got this rig that can do more bands, but I haven't for any of the HF stuff yet. And I also have to get my general class to operate on anything other than 10 meter, I guess. But you're one of my first contacts, I guess, on the repeaters around here. So thanks for the contact.
Hey, you're welcome. Nice meeting you. Nice to hear about people using this stuff. Some of the stuff sits and gets cobwebs on it. Yeah, copy on the Simplex. You guys were just using those radios like Simplex on those on the dirt bikes and stuff. That's pretty cool, too. I talk on Simplex every once in a while. There's a frequency down here in Flint that everybody used to frequent, but I never hear anybody on it anymore, so.
Yeah, I've been looking at some designs online. I'm wanting to build some Yaki to try some Simplex out because I've only got 5 or 6 watts, I think, is full power on this transceiver. But I think if I get some, I don't know, decent size, not even inches, but a directional antenna, I might be able to make some Simplex contact.
Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised how far you could get on an omnidirectional. A Yagi would definitely get out. It wouldn't even have to be that high in either, but I mean, you could make some contacts on an omnidirectional. The antenna makes all the world a difference. I mean, you could have a 5-watt radio as a base station, but if you got a pretty good antenna, you could really do some talking.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. Right now, I'm just using what they included stock Jesu, the 2 meter, 70 centimeter width that sticks out the front. And I'm just holding it in my hand like a handheld, so I'm surprised that I'm able to reach all the way over to Flint.
Yeah, it seems like that 738's up in the air pretty good. I can't remember now. That was just acquired recently by that group. Can't think of what you call them now, but anyways, it used to be Bob's repeater, N8NE, for the longest time. The thing was like dead, quiet, never had no action or nothing on it, and then these guys took it over, and now it's part of the link, and it's getting quite a big activity now. They spent some money on it, you know, fixed it up a little bit, so it works pretty good now.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's probably it might be the furthest one away that I can hit. Most of the only ones that I can hit are Owasso, there's one in Durand, and then I think there's a Danville 70 centimeter that's all the way towards Lansing that I can surprisingly hit pretty often too. That one's probably got to be up pretty high.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with the Durand too. I've talked on that one before. Yeah, I'm trying to think. The one you're talking about is probably hooked to the 47.28. Yeah, you said it's a UHF. Yeah, I can't remember the frequency, but I know the one you're talking about. Cause I go to Danville every once in a while too in my truck. So.
All right. Well, I do have some things to do here, so I'm gonna have to let you go. But it was great talking to you, Jim. Was it?
Yep, Jim. It's Juliet India Mike, and the call is November 8th, Yankee Juliet November.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. It was great talking to you. This is Alex, KEAELV.
Have a good day or a good weekend or whatever you want to call it in there. I'll be out here. I'm usually out here really, really super early in the morning, like in the middle of the night or like in the afternoon. So we'll catch you later. This is NAYJN Mobile.
For sure, I'll try to catch you again. Probably super early in the morning I'll try to get on. KE8VLD.
NAWRO Macomb County 147.2 Mount Clemens has been reconnected to the Seaman Hub. NAWRO clear.
K4KWQ, looking for somebody.
NAWRO, Richmond. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good there, Richmond. How you doing? How you, where are you guys? I don't know where this repeater is.
Well, the one I'm on is 147.2, and that's in Mount Clemens, Macomb County. So I can take a look at the dashboard. Where are you at?
I'm in Jackson. I'm coming in on 147.275. So I don't know where this one is. Must be over in Grand Rapids somewhere.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right. Good signal, you know, for VHF analog, right? But, yeah, no issues with the signal. Very good. Name here is Tim, Tango India Mike, and North Macomb, I'm in Richmond.
Tim, I think I worked in here a week or so ago. I just put an SU or an SGU-1 board in this NASU FT510, and wow, is it making a difference. Take the signal from like S2 to 3 on some people that are weak, and it brings them up to over S9. So it's, I just installed it. I got a NASU FTM510VR, and I just put this board in it. It's about as big as a penny. I think a penny might be bigger than what it is.
Yeah, that is just amazing what they can do now compared to when I first got licensed. You didn't have anything that small at all. What I got is the FTM 150, and I'm still impressed with that SDX. What is it called? APR? When you get like a bad signal, you turn that on, the APRS, I guess it is, and it sounds really good. It's digital enhancement, I guess, is what it is. NAWRO, over to you.
Yeah, I had this radio just about a week and a half or so. And, yeah, I got APRS set up on it. You can see where I am on APRS. I got three nodes running, one on D-Star and one here, and I'm radio port over here, I guess. But I just ordered the, what is it called? What is the number on this crazy thing? Yeah, that it's, the box is so big, you can't see that. It's an SPU-1. And let me tell you what, it's very, very small. I was really impressed with how small it is. But it's kind of cool.
Oh, yes, we love our toys. I don't know how I got in the situation here, but I got, like, too many radios. I guess you can't have too many radios, right? It's an impossibility as a ham, but... Yeah, I know I misspoke. The filter I'm talking about on the Yaesu is ASP, and that makes a bad signal, or a not great signal, just readable. We do the state net on, it's an HF net that's simulcasted over, I guess it'd be the proper term, over VHF, UHF on Sunday nights, and it actually cleans that signal up. It's amazing how that works. And then... yeah, the APR, we just put a iGate, I guess that's what you call it, in Mount Clemens, in one of our sites. And, yeah, that's interesting. I got to really get into that because I turned that on. It's like, oh, now this is something new. I haven't played with that before. Back over to you.
Yeah, there you go. It's K4, KWQ. Yeah, well... Yeah, I know. They're coming up with some amazing things. I've got two FTM-400s. I got a pair of them. And I got about 25 or 30 radios, I think. Not counting the handhelds. I got about 14 or 15 handhelds. I got a bunch of radios. I didn't really need this radio, but I wanted to do the latest and greatest, I guess. I got four other UHF VHF radios here on the dashboard here on my counter. Got them all on the up on the counter. I got an Anytone 578. I got a Yaesu FT6000. I have a Kenwood V71 here on the counter. Got an FT991 and an FT990. And also a 5100. These are just the ones that are on the counter here. And there's more. I got a 2750 ICOM. I got a 7300. Just many. There's many. There's some I got boxes. I haven't had them on in years. But I should probably sell some of them. But I got like a pair of them that I like to keep around. Just kind of use them here and there, but there is a couple of them, and we have fun with them.
Well, you definitely have me beat there. I'm looking around in the shack here, and I've got five, I guess. So, and I thought that was a lot. And you're right on the HTs. I got to go into a 12-step program for the HTs. I can't resist buying them if it's a sure deal. But then again, I work with the ARPSC over here in Macomb, and we do some events, and I can program them up and give them away as a prize, you know, if the guys do good in it. But, one of the guys loaned me this Motorola here for P25, so that's a new one on me, so I have to learn how to do that. It's an XTL1500, and it's VHF only. But it has both analog and P25 in it, so that's kind of fun to play with there.
K4 get all the activity. There you go. I always wanted to run play with a P25 radio. I never have. What do you got, a hotspot that you run the P25 off of?
Not sure if there's another, and I'm going to take a short pause. I might have heard another breaker. It's from Richmond. It shoots down to Detroit. I have it on external. It's a Diamond's smallest, shortest vertical antenna. It's an X30, I think. And I have it on that, and it hits Detroit. And then apparently it's connected somehow to Mount Clemens as well. There's a UHF station there. And of course, then it goes through a whole network, just like Central Michigan, I guess. But yeah, that's a little new to me. Prior to that, our group's doing the DMR, and the DMR, that's a whole other thing, learning how to program a code plug for that. So, yeah, two new modes there that I'm learning. So, yeah, there's always something to do, eh?
Oh, yeah, we got some DMR stuff running, too. We got a repeater at Albion. 310-226. That works pretty good. At about 70 feet with the antenna. But it's over at my friend Dennis's place. And KB80AK. And we've been playing with that thing for several years. Running different things and this and that and all kinds of stuff on it. But, we have fun with it. But, well, great. I just wanted to try this board out. And it's definitely working here, too, on the repeater. It gives me about 30 dB of attenuation and when I turn it off. And, it's pretty impressive.
Station. Yeah, Roger, copy that. K8 Sierra Echo Victor up here in East Tallahassee on the Big Lake. Yeah, guys are coming in good up here. We'll send it back to you. We're just standing by and monitoring the band. Go ahead.
Okay,
righty. Well, good to have with you as well.
I'm glad to hear you. That was
that's
a lot
really
of cool there. And
we had that
TMR
was
fun playing with one of the guys showed us how to do Simplex TMR.
Quiet,
and going because we're always doing repeaters.
All digital.
So, but that actually works pretty good. We can hit without a repeater on Simplex in DMR. Again, something new.
Well, I heard about two of you coming in there, but yeah, you guys go ahead and take your conversation. KG8SCV will be standing by on the band.
Yeah, it's got three positions on this board. It's got an ASP mode, it's got a DX mode, and it turns off by hitting it the third time. But pretty nice. Okay, let you guys go, and you guys carry on. I'll be listening up here, 7-3. I'll just do the dial around and work a few repeaters and a few simplex things. So I'll probably run down on 5-5 and 5-2 and see what's going on down there on 5-2 and 5-5. So see if we can hear anybody. Be kind of neat to experiment. 7-3 from K4KWQ in Jackson.
Alrighty, thanks for the QSO. You have a good evening. This is NAWRO, Macomb County. Let's see, who's left? Tawas, you still there?
Yeah, roger, copy, Tawas. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor. Yeah, we're sitting here on the Big Lake. I was just listening to you guys. Apparently he's checking out, so yeah. We're just monitoring the airbags, rather.
K-E-8-S-E-V, copy that. Well, with that, I think I'm going to probably go get a little dinner, but appreciate the contact. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar in Richmond, North Macomb County. 73s, after your final.
Roger, copy that. K-E-8-S-E-V, will be clear and monitoring.
WCD, NAWCD, can you join you?
KWNU, this is NAWCD. Good evening to you. Well, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You've got tomorrow to go. How was work today? How you doing?
Good. You know, yesterday was pretty horrible. Today made up for being horrible yesterday, so it was good. It was a good day. How was your day?
I'm glad there was a turnaround there for you guys. A little bit slower there, and happy for that. But yeah, we're doing pretty good here. And I did a little bit of cleanup here, a little bit of housework inside. I did my Bible interpretation class there. Finally got that, got another session in today. Did a little bit of radio toward the end of the day. No contacts, but all good. Other than that, we're enjoying a pretty good day.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. Sounds like a good day today. Sounds like you got a lot done and got some R&R time in there. Good.
Yes, indeed. It's good to get the work out of the way and things you want to get done, and like I say, I got to at least get on the air for a few minutes today, and I'm happy for that. Heard a good QSO as well. I think it was on the 65, but yeah, just like I say, it's been a nice day.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I had a good day. Seems like it was pretty nice out. A lot of people were out and about doing their thing, and glad that everything went smooth. Hopefully this is not one of those like call before the storm type deals where it's going to snow tomorrow and it's just going to be nonsense. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I remember you saying the other night it was one of those times where it was calm. You're kind of waiting for the other shoe to fall, and like I say, hopefully that won't be the case. Glanced at the NWS forecast, and they're saying little to no tonight and tomorrow. So hopefully the track stays clear of us, but the temperatures stay a little bit too warm for anything measurable, at least on the roads anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I hope so. But fingers crossed,
That's right, exactly. I was looking at some pictures out near, I think it's Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and parts of Iowa there, and they're getting it pretty good out there, pretty good rates, and I understand there the northwestern part of Indiana, and I think it's Marion County here in Michigan after a winter storm watch. So, yeah, they can keep all that stuff right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm good with them keeping it. It's nice to look at it. It's nice to, if you don't have anywhere to go, it's nice to just kind of, just look at it. But if you got places to go or you work in emergency services, it's like, no, I'm good.
Well, I totally agree with you there. Totally agree. And, I don't mind, but just running out, just running the shovel over it, just kind of sliding it along there. But, man, you got to start, hoofing it there and shoveling a lot of snow. No fun.
Yeah, no. I'm good. But at least I got Micah. He's good. He's a good snow shoveler, and so is Zach. So there's that.
Hey, that's great. You got your two sons, and wow, if Zach's willing to help out, the more the merrier in that way. I'm glad for you. Like I say, you don't have to do that. And, I'm not mistaken, you were supposed to get a snowblower. You have a snowblower.
We have a snowblower, so we're set this year. Have to do a little bit of fine tuning with it, but it's nice to have.
And a good time to identify too, NAWCB. Definitely. Oh, I'm glad. Hopefully you can get it running, and it'll be dependable for you this winter. Boy, I remember having that one years ago when we were on Manchester. As long as it worked, it was great, but it was one of those, you added a little bit of oil with the gas, I think it's a cycle or something, and man alive, those sometimes can be a little bit cantankerous. So hopefully good results for you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get some good use out of it. If not, the neighbors volunteers shovel too, so either way, I'm not shoveling. Either way, so.
Well, at least you've got plan. At least you've got plan A, plan B, and plan C. Hopefully not the famous last words there. Hopefully, one of the three will come through for you, and that will that'll be excellent there.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. It'll be my luck, though. It won't even snow this year. It'll be, it'll be different from what everybody's calling for.
That's true. It seemed like the years they had a snowblower, it seemed like we didn't get a lot of snow. Go figure. I guess it's the way it works out. But sooner or later.
Yeah. It's that time of year, and you know, it's just one of those things. It's going to go with it. So it's going to have to be a little bit of snow today, so just be ready for it.
Yes, indeed. And that Christmas snow isn't too bad either. After the white Christmas, it can be gone.
I wholeheartedly agree. I'm right there with you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, well, good. I'm glad at least you're prepared in the snow shoveling realm there. And like, you know, we've got our snow shovels here, and so we'll trudge along and do the best we can. And like I say, hopefully we can just push the snow shovel along if such happens.
Yeah, you'll have to look at Facebook Marketplace. A lot of good stuff pops up there around the types of snow blowers, different states. You have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like I say, you can find a good bargain on there, and if you can, you know, find something reasonable, and it works or it does what it needs to do. Hey, that's great. Just glad to have the strength to do it, and just grateful for the years we've lived here and been able to do it. And I know a couple of times you filled in. I know when we were up north, you guys came down. Always appreciated that. Glad to be able to be able to shovel.
Yeah, I don't mind helping out, if you need help or whatever, feel free to reach out, swing by and help you out.
I appreciate that, it's good to at least feel better and, not have some of the medical issues there, so that helps out a great deal. Know your limits and take it slow, take it a step at a time. Sometimes, some of the heavier snows we've had, we're not going anyway, so figure out just do the sidewalks and the approach, and then, catch the driveway later on, so, and it all works out in the end.
Yeah, for sure, and if you guys have front wheel drive, that helps out. The car seems to do pretty good for snow.
Yeah, it does. I haven't driven very much with the stability track not working, but I had that type of an issue with the F-back, and never skip the beat, never had any issues with that one or the Alero, so I'm pretty confident if we had to go out know, it would do the job it had to. It's pretty good. Get pretty good traction with it.
Yeah. Well, it's like you've always said, just let the car do the work, and it'll be fine. So.
Yes. Exactly. And I remember when we were back thinking about that, when you told me about being up north there, you guys were shoveling. We were up north, and it snowed, and we ended up having to try to get up Lee and Melissa's driveway up that approach. And man alive, that car took it really well, and I almost got stuck up at the top. But it got to a place where the car just kind of spun around to where I could just, instead of back out, I could just pull down. And so, put it in gear, and it went down. And it's like, I'm calling it good and leaving it where it's at. So, yeah, it does really, really well, like you say, in the snow.
Hey, it sure beats. Having the coach stick on in the middle of winter and, trying to stop without hanging out on the brakes.
NAWCB, I agree with that one. Still remember some of them rear-wheel drive cars, the Buick and old Pontiac Chevrolets. Man alive, you get the choke off of them. It was a little better, but man, that choke's still on, and they're tooling around, and man alive, you just gotta take it easy.
Hey, Whitey. Yeah, people today are spoiled. Get the analog brakes, and the Velo track, and the fuel injection and backup cameras and all the other good stuff and, smaller cars and how the kids came back when I started, it's an 85 Buick and it's like, it was a tank. It was about as big as the Ford, if not bigger.
Yeah, that's the truth, and we are spoiled, like you say, to have all those accessories like that. It's nice to have the backup camera and that, the rear windshield wiper and that, and like you say, they're a little bit smaller, matches the terrain against, like say the Buick or big Pontiac Catalina or something like that. Man, it's a bit different, that's for sure. I'm not sure I'd want to go back to one of those old cars. Great old cars, but not for winter driving anyway.
Right, yeah. I have to get out and unlock the hubs of the car and just kind of push the four-wheel drive and it goes. Don't have to worry about that either.
Yeah, that's the truth. I'd have to, if I had to get to a place, I'd have to, put the Blazer in, neutral or park and put it in a four-wheel drive there while I'm parked. You can't switch it on the fly or anything like that. And the transfer cases are expensive.
Oh, yeah. I still, though, I'll still wait until I get stopped somewhere at a light or get it somewhere to where I can put it in neutral or put it in park, or not park, but put it in neutral and shift it to four-wheel drive versus shift it on the fly. I know I can, but I'd rather just play it on the safe side and just have it in neutral and then, put it in the four-wheel drive.
NAWCB, I don't blame you there for being cautious. With those they say you can do it, and I'm sure you can. But you'd rather you'd other place safe, like say, you start getting transmissions, transfer cases, and drive lines, and universal joints, and those types of stuff, man, it's other plant on the safe side. I don't blame you.
Yeah, that stuff adds up over time, and it's like cars are too expensive as it is, and I'm good playing it safe and, going that route.
Yes, yeah, I agree with you there. I know we had, on the Blazer, we had to, have the front line to the front wheels redone, and the transfer case, that was expensive. It seemed like a couple of times they ended up having to put universal on the back drive line on that one. It's just, that was kind of the downfall. That was the negative of that one. It was a great truck, but that was one of the things that had to be done quite a bit that could have done without.
Yeah, it's old and it's seen a lot of miles, but it served you guys well. It lasted a long time.
That it was. It was a good truck. I was glad for it, especially in the days that I worked at Shelby there for a number of years. It was nice to have to get through some of the snows out there, and definitely served its purpose. I bought that one at Matthew Hargrave's there, and it was a 10-mile in Woodward for the freeway game, and it definitely served us well.
Yeah. Well, Dad, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and get some R&R. Got a kitchen table to put together, so that should be fun. But anyways, you guys enjoy your evening, and try to stay warm tonight, and we'll get to talk tomorrow.
Hey, that's great. Glad your table got delivered. Well, maybe you can get some hands to help you out there a little bit. But that's good talking with you tonight. Good conversation, and thanks for the ride along. Yeah, try to maybe get some rest when you get in, and get something to eat there. You don't want to put that together on an empty stomach after a long day. But anyway, tell everyone hello, and stay warm tonight. 73s and 88s to you and the family, and we will talk again soon. NAWCB is clear on your front.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s at 88 to you, Mom. KYNU, clear.